radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Alberta country artist Katie Mission discovered her love of country music at age 6 when she sang Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days, the classic from the Judds. She then went on to enter and win talent contests and perfect her songwriting skills. Katie is about to release an album produced by Canada's Gil Grand along with Anthony Smith. The first single is called Jumpin' Right In, and let's jump right in now to things all the way over to Alberta and say hi to Katie Mission. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
And things are good in Alberta?
Yeah, we're having a fantastic winter out here, too. We've just had, like, the most amazing weather. There's no, well, barely any snow on the ground. It's been nice and warm, so can't complain.
Yep, same here in Ontario. It's been a great winter to get through. Let's head back. First of all, I talked about the Judd song. We all remember that. Such a great classic. It's now a classic from them. Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. And you sang this, was it your grandfather's 75th birthday?
It was, yeah. We have actually got it on video. It's myself and my cousin and my sister. I was probably, I don't know, I'd have to ask my mom, but I'm probably about 3 years old in the video.
Right.
And we're all there with our arms around each other, and we had a big family get-together for Guido's birthday. We're Ukrainian, so background, he's my Guido. And,
yeah,
we were just singing along at the top of our lungs to the Judd song, because, you know, that's what we listened to in the car. And we thought, hey, what a good song for Guido on his 75th birthday.
Quite appropriate. Had you... I mean, I was going to say before that, there wasn't many years before that, but is that the first time that you discovered you had a voice or got excited about singing?
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah, 3 is just about the time when, you know, you started to talk and all that, and I just always had a really big love of country music especially, and, you know, as I grew older, I started to get into, you know, I asked my mom to put me into singing lessons and into competitions, and kind of things started to snowball from there when I got, you know, into my early teens, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were 15, you entered a talent competition, Country Vocal Spotlight. Now, you went on to win some of those, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It was part of the CFR that always comes to town here in Edmonton. And
right.
I think, yeah, I was about 15. Oh, gosh, that's, what, 10 years ago now? Something like that seems like forever. But I entered my very first time really singing in front of a large audience. I hadn't really, I'd
right.
been singing lessons and stuff like that, but nothing, you know, to a country audience. And I decided to sing Broken Wing by Martina McBride, which is, I don't know if there's any other singers listening, but that is a darn hard song to sing. And decided to sing it, and I took first place, which I was so shocked about, but it was really fun.
Wow. And what's it like with the nerves up on a stage like that, especially when it's one of your first times and singing in front of a crowd like that at a competition? Are your knees shaking?
Oh, absolutely. Knees shaking, you're sweating, and really before, and you know, it's even true to this day. At least I am. I'm always nervous before I go on stage. It's always, you know, the anticipation of getting out there, making sure you remember your words. You don't want to, you know, fall down, you don't want to trip, you don't want to say something
right.
funny or whatever, and then by the time you get on stage, and you, well, for me, like I said, once I start singing, then all the nerves kind of go away, and you kind of get into the groove of it, but yeah, those competitions, man, they were nerve-wracking, I'll tell you that.
Now, Katie, at what point did songwriting become something that you attempted to do, and do you remember your first tries at it and how well or not so well that went?
Yeah, I do. I started to get into songwriting a little bit after the performing. It wasn't something that I did before I started to sing. It was something that kind of came after for me. And it was a family friend that I ended up getting together with who was more of the lyricist, and I was just putting together the melodies at that time. And that was, you know, in my later teens kind of thing. And then when I started to work with Gil Grand out of Nashville, that's when I started to really get into the co-writing and starting to work on stuff for, you know, my own albums and stuff like that.
One of the songs that's on the album is one that you wrote called When's the Wedding. Is that one you wrote just yourself?
No, actually, it's one that I co-wrote with a couple of guys from Nashville. Their names are Josh Osborne and Matt Jenkins. And, yeah, it was a really fun writing session. They were guys that I'd never met before. We kind of sat down in this writing room at Grand & Gee Music down there.
Right.
And sometimes you get together and you don't have an idea for a song yet. You just kind of sit and you get to know each other and things kind of just pop up. So we were sitting there and one of the guys asked me, I think it was Matt, said to me, because we were talking about how I was getting married that summer.
Right.
And just in passing, he happened to say, oh, by the way, when's the wedding? And we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, oh, wow, that sounds like a song title. We should roll with that.
It
so
does.
That's how that one came about, and it ended up being a really fun little song.
It's pretty amazing how these songs that we all know and love come to be, because sometimes we just assume, okay, it was written, but sometimes there's a nice, beautiful accident like that that happens, no other idea, and somebody makes a casual comment and a song is born.
Absolutely, yeah. There's so many different ways, now that I've gotten into songwriting more, so many different ways that you can write a song. There's no formula, at least that I can see, for writing a song, you know, to sit down and say, okay, well, we need to do A, B, C. Well, no,
yeah.
Sometimes it's going to be, you know, you have a great writing session and you come up with, you know, five ideas and you can't decide which one to go with because they're all so good. And then the next writing session, you're sitting there looking at each other for 3 hours going, well, this just isn't going to work. It's not, we don't have any chemistry or there's just no ideas coming today. So it's really a different kind of experience, but it's definitely something that I'm really glad that I've gotten into as an artist.
It's pretty exciting what two or three people can come up with more so than one person. But I'm sure at first, especially when you're new at it and with new writers that you haven't written with before, to throw out some of your ideas, because, you know, we're not always confident in every line we have, and maybe we're just trying to test it out, but you got to have that confidence that you can throw it out and not feel bad about it if they don't accept it.
Oh, my goodness, for sure, especially when you're writing with somebody like, you know, a Patricia Conroy, and you're sitting down with her, and you're thinking, you've got these ideas on your little scribble pad or whatever, and you're bringing them into Patricia Conroy, and you're going to say, oh, yeah, I've got this tiny little idea. You don't want her to say, well, no, that idea is stupid, but, you know, it doesn't happen, because an idea is an idea, and, you know, it's to each his own, you know. Sometimes somebody's going to think your idea is fantastic, sometimes they're not. You know, you just kind of have to get over, you know, kind of get outside of yourself and just throw things out there. But, you know, it all comes in time because, yeah, my first few writing sessions, I was clammed up and yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Right.
I didn't want to say anything stupid. But, you know, you get there eventually.
And you mentioned Patricia Conroy. And, in fact, the first song here we're going to share is your new single that you wrote with the great Patricia Conroy and the great Brad Stella of the group The Stellas, who have a great song out now at Country Radio called In This House. Talk about getting together with the two of them, how that came about, and the actual song itself, and then we're going to play it.
Sure. That day we had gotten together, and actually we were supposed to write with both of the Stellas that day. So things had kind of changed last minute. Mary Lynn, who's the other half of the Stellas, wasn't feeling good or something that day, if I remember right. So and it ended up just being Patricia and Brad and myself. And luckily enough, I had known both of them from previous experiences. So I had known Patricia, I had known Brad, but I'd never written with them. So sitting down, we're kind of just talking and socializing and things like that. And so it was a lot more comfortable coming up with ideas and, you know, sharing our thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And before we knew it, we were all, you know, laughing and joking with each other. And Brad, I think, was actually the one who came up with the actual title of the song. And Patricia, I think, when I listen to the song, I can hear a lot of her melodies just because she's such a stylized artist that you can hear a lot of her melodic ideas in the song. So I think we all worked really, really well together, and hopefully we can, you know, write a couple more in the future.
Yeah, you're off to a great start with this one. How did it feel after you had written it, of course, you know, with the guitar and your voices, but when it got produced, when Gil and Anthony produced it and you had the finished product, what did you think of the single?
Oh, it was definitely one of the absolute front runners. We kind of all looked at each other and we went, okay, well, we think this song is going to be something that we want people to hear. We want people to, you know, hear this on the radio someday. It's going to be something people are going to catch on to. It's got a really catchy chorus, and it's kind of a fun, upbeat, really good you know, letting go of all your inhibitions kind of song, which I think everybody can relate to. So I think it's going to really ring true with a lot of people.
Let's share it now. This is Katie Mission. She joins me on the line from Alberta. And the first single from her upcoming album, the song is Jumping Right In, here on In the Country. And that is Alberta country artist Katie Mission, the brand new single from her album, Jumping Right In. And that's, of course, written along with Patricia Conroy and Brad Stella. You can learn more about Katie at katiemission.com. Is there an album title yet for the new project, Katie?
We don't have a title for the album yet, no. But I'm taking suggestions. It might just be self-titled at the moment, but okay. Album should be coming out within the next couple of months here, following up this single.
Awesome. And obviously at that time available at your website and through iTunes?
Absolutely. Yeah, it will definitely be. And the distribution at Royalty Records, it should be in music stores as well, for those who go and buy music at music stores these days. Still.
That's right. The old-fashioned way.
That's right.
Now, in January of 2012, you had some nominations for the brand-new Alberta Country Music Awards. You were nominated for Female Artist as well as Fans' Choice Artist. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was, you know what, the Alberta Country Music Association has done such a fabulous job of putting together this new awards show that is recognizing all of this amazing talent that we've got around Alberta. And it was such an honor to be nominated. I really didn't even know the nominations, you know, that I was even in the running for nominations. And I found out on Facebook, all these people started sending me messages. And I thought, oh, my goodness, how cool is that to be recognized by, you know, my peers that are within Alberta, because I know there's so much great talent. So the ACMA just did a fabulous job. It was a great night. Everybody, it's kind of one of those family reunion feelings almost when you get together and you see all these artists that you're good friends with, and you get to
spend
some time with them and talk with them and catch up. So it was a really great night.
Now, in all the time you've been in the business, Katie, has there been somebody who's given you some great advice, and could you share that advice with us, something that maybe either encouraged you to continue or just something you always remember when you come to certain points in your career?
Well, you know, I don't know if I can think of something specific, but something that I've really found with country music, at least in Canada, is that people are so open to being a mentor. Those artists that are established, like Gil Grand, who's my manager, and I find that there's so many people who are willing to share their experiences, who've been there and who've done that, and, you know, kind of, it's almost like your big brother or your big sister trying to help you so that you don't make the same mistakes, or that, you know, so your road might be just that much easier. So, you know, someday I really hope that I can do that for another upcoming artist and just kind of help them along the way, just be there to give them advice and, you know, and to really mentor, because I think that is huge in Canada. I think I've seen so many people who are getting help from all these established artists, and it's fantastic.
It's such a great thing that there's that goes on in the country music community, and with Canada, I know there's a lot of Canadians down in Nashville, so when you go there, you've got, of course, Gil as well, you've got that support system.
Oh, for sure. There's like a little Canadian population down there, and everybody
yep.
hangs out, and there's so many of us down there doing some really, really great things, and it's so nice that everybody's, like I said before, so willing to help each other. You know, it's not a feeling of competition. It's a feeling of camaraderie instead. And, you know, let's all help each other. And, you know, in the end, let's just make some great music and hopefully people are going to like it.
That's a great way to do it. Katie, who are some of your influences as you were growing up? We mentioned the Judds, one of the early songs you sang of theirs. But who are some of the artists that got you excited about pursuing a path in country music?
Oh, well, my biggest idol and who I attribute some of my country music singing to is Martina McBride. I think she is just one of the best female country vocalists that I have ever seen. And I attribute some of my singing to her because, as I said before, the song that I chose to sing for my very first competition was a Martina song. And at the time, I don't think that maybe I could sing Martina as well as maybe I can now. But I locked myself in my room almost every night, and I sang that song probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times to my karaoke player. And so I attribute some of my country music career, I think, to Martina McBride. And I've seen her live a few times, and she's just amazing. And so she's definitely somebody I look up to in a big
Isn't
way.
That is great. Yeah, she can really belt out those songs. What a voice.
Oh, I know. And you know what? Someday I hope to meet her and I hope to tell her, thank you for giving me singing lessons when I was 15.
That's great. Now, tell me a bit about working with Gil Grand and Anthony Smith, who produced the album. Anthony is a co-writer on that huge Chris Young song called Tomorrow, one of my favorites these days. And they also wrote the next song we're going to play with you called Easily Broken.
They did. It was a really cool experience. I'd heard of Anthony before because he is a great songwriter. He wrote also What About Now for Lone Star, Jimmy's Got a Girlfriend for the Wilkinsons, really recognizable stuff. And so when I was going into this writing appointment with him and Gil, I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I better bring my A game because these guys they're big hitters. And so we sat down in an office and, you know, again, they were just so welcoming and really looking for my ideas, because actually the idea for the song was actually something that I came up with. which was kind of cool that I felt so, you know, proud of myself that I came up with this idea that these songwriters wanted to use. And so, things just came together really easily. And we wrote the song within one session, which is not necessarily unheard of, but, you know, sometimes that just doesn't happen. So this song actually came together pretty quickly for us. And it was a really cool idea initially my idea for the song was, because it's called Easily Broken, my idea for the song was more of a sad, because I'm a weak, easily broken person because, you know, you left me, something, you know, sad like that.
Right.
But then the guy turned it around and they said, you know what, no, that's not who you are, Katie, because we've come to know you a little bit, and why do you want to sing a song like that? I said, well, I don't. So they said, okay, well, we love the idea, let's flip it, and let's make it that you're not that easily broken, and let's run with that. And so that's how that song came to be.
That is awesome. I love the story behind that and the song itself. So let's share it now, and we'll come back and talk a bit more. Sound good?
Great.
Awesome. This is Katie Mission and Easily Broken here on In the Country. That is Katie Mission with Easily Broken. That will be on her upcoming CD being produced by Gil Grand and Anthony Smith. She is joining me on the line from Alberta. Katie, I wanted to ask you about dream duet partners. Do you have a list, just in your mind at least, of a couple of people you'd like to sing a duet with at some point?
You know what? I was actually asked that just the other day, and so it got me thinking about it. And
right.
I've got some that are Canadian and some that are American artists. So,
awesome.
Let's say my American ones. Well, first of all, obviously Martina McBride, because I love her to bits. And also Keith Urban, because, well, come on, he's Keith Urban. And on the Canadian side, I am really loving Chad Brownlee right now. I saw him at the CCMAs this past year, and he was just fantastic. He's got a great voice. It's just so strong, and he's got a beautiful voice. So I'd love to do a duet with him, and then Carolyn Don Johnson. She's just fantastic. I did a show with her about a year ago, and I was just blown away by that woman. Her voice, you know, I would say she could rival Martina almost. She's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when her song Georgia came out, still one of my favorite songs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, she's just, what a Canadian icon for Canadian country music.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, she's terrific. If you could write a song for anyone, Katie, and pitch it to that artist, who would you like to write a song for?
Oh, pitch it for somebody. Okay, well, I should probably pick somebody who gets a heck of a lot of chart action, so maybe Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
That would be a good one if Taylor Swift got one of my songs. That would be something to brag about, hey?
It would be, for sure. What about on the sentimental side? Of course, because obviously, to have a big popular song, but it's great. On the other side of things, is there a certain voice you'd just like to hear maybe sing one of your songs because that artist means something to you?
Patricia Conroy's got a beautiful voice, too. Right. I'd love to hear her sing one of my songs. She's got the first time that I met Patricia Conroy, I kind of told her that she had a very feminine voice, and she kind of looked at me really strange, but I meant it in a really good way, like, you have such a beautiful feminine voice, and I love her style, and so I think it'd be really cool to hear her sing one of my songs, or Carolyn.
Or Carolyn, yeah.
Yeah.
Great answers. Two great Canadian talents. We've got so much talent here, including yourself. It's just, it's amazing to see, especially on the country music scene.
Absolutely, yeah. When you start lining up all the names and you go, wow, we've got such amazing talent that's coming out of Canada these days, it can rival, any of the best in the world.
Yep, just as good. What are your goals for this year, 2012, Katie? Anything, of course, the album's coming out, anything you're hoping to accomplish during the year?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing just the kind of impact that we can have on people with this album, because it's my first introduction, I guess you could say, to, the mass population of country music listeners within Canada. And I'm just really excited to see, how we can relate to them and how my music might be able to touch other people and, hopefully just have some good success with these songs that have been really personal to me, because all the songs on the album were co-written by myself and some of these other great writers, and so any little bit of success is going to be fantastic, but I can't wait for people to hear my music and to kind of get into my head a little bit with my songs and kind of learn a little bit about me.
That's awesome, and that's what means so much more about the music when you, as an artist, have co-written all the songs, because we know these are more personal songs than just singing somebody else's.
It does, yeah, and, for every song, there's a story behind it, too, and, it's some sort of a personal experience maybe that I've had, and so when I sing it, I can believe it more so, and then I can help the audience
believe it
too, and maybe feel something a little bit more.
That's great. Katie,
it's
been such a pleasure having you here. The time's flown by the last half hour. A big thank you to Gil Grand for setting this up. I really enjoyed speaking with you and wish you all the best as 2012 continues.
Thank you so much, Dave. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. I've enjoyed it as well. My guest today has been Alberta country artist Katie Mission, and you can head to katiemission.com to keep an eye out for her upcoming album. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.